Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's me. Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, Mr. Humble, at your service. I'm very excited about having our good friend Bill Brandt back on the show. Bill is one of the smartest guys I know, the president and CEO of Development Specialists Incorporated. He's a global thinker, a global businessman, and somebody we turn to on a regular basis when we want to talk about the economy. But he's actually pretty darn good in the field of politics because he's a political operative of the Democrat persuasion. And I've asked him to join us today to talk to us about some of the things that have been going on coming out of Washington and get his perspective on them. Bill Brandt, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim, and in advance, happy Memorial Day weekend to you, and
too.
All your listeners.
Thank you. You too. By the way, folks, speaking of which, I'll be right here on Memorial Day, live and in person, as I always have been. Hey, Bill, I'd like to get your perspective on some of the things that have been going on. I've been upset about this Benghazi thing for a long time. It really troubled me that the folks asked for security, more security, and we're not giving it. And as the events after the attack unfolded, it was obvious to anybody watching that there was something going on. You didn't know exactly what it was, and it's just been troubling all the way along. What do you think about this?
You know, you asked me this just after it happened. I mean, one of the times,
yeah,
I was on a while back,
yeah,
and I said to you, Jim, the way this thing profiles out, it is not normal. And I don't mean the way it played out. I'm saying the setup gave me some experience.
Yeah.
Some question. The more I see of it, the more I believe that this was had almost nothing to do with the State Department. And I'm sure your listeners will say, well, then who was running the show? The Central Intelligence Agency was running the show. And I think that the Benghazi situation was largely a CIA operation, probably into things that we don't yet know about and
right,
may never will for some years. But for example, when you talk about the lack of security, if you're running a CIA operation in Benghazi and you're doing it from a fortified hamlet, it's kind of a big, you know, neon sign over the head saying, here we are, we're doing something you don't want us to know about. You know, so I think that all of the issues related to Benghazi have to do with maintaining the image of a lower profile and offering operational freedom to, and I mean those words just in that sense.
When you say lower profile, you're talking about the U.S. a lower profile of the U.S.?
The whole activity. In other words, you know, we were there, but it wasn't an obvious U.S. consulate. It wasn't a center of U.S. activity.
Right.
I think what was happening was it was the way it was set up in the separate houses, the distance apart, everything else.
Right. Well, there are three things involved here. One, the pre-attack scenario. Why didn't we have more security? Two is the attack period when we had people who could help them. We didn't have them help them. Why did that happen? And the third thing is what I consider it's unfolding, Bill, as a cover up, as a scandal. Now there are three different things there. Do you put all three of those in the CIA's basket?
Yeah. I think that the reason there wasn't more operational security there was precisely.
So you think the CIA told Ambassador Rice to go on five shows and say it was a video?
No, I think you're talking about the confusion after the fact and the fog of war. And I'm not the Ambassador Rice.
I'm not going to let you use the fog of war thing, Bill, because
I don't think
politicians sitting in Washington D.C. can claim fog of war. I don't buy that.
Well, I got to tell you, I think if the CIA is running an operation and they're trying to limit the damage,
yeah,
to something that goes wrong, it is not unusual.
Do you think Secretary Clinton and Barack Obama both held the shoulders of the people, the families whose children were killed in that attack, and told them it was a video? Do you think they actually believe that was a video?
No, as I said to you earlier, I think this was a CIA operation, and I think there's,
yeah,
a lot of people who are not able to talk about it and won't for some years to come And that is just the way the CIA operates.
Yeah.
This was the lower profile of operational security had to the fact of not drawing attention. But when you talk about how the aid wasn't there, you're talking about a diversified command structure. It wasn't the U.S. Army or the Marines that needed support. It was the CIA, and they don't have the ability to call in troops in an instant.
I'm telling you, Bill, I hear you, and I really want your perspective on this. And I'm not going to say that you're not going to be proven right, because you're a smart guy and you're a lot more connected than I am. But I've been paying attention to what's been going on, and I don't see any of this leading back. I don't see the cover-up leading back to the CIA at all. I see the cover-up leading back to the State Department and the White House.
That's not the way the CIA wants it, Jim.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. But I really am glad to hear your perspective on this. We're gonna turn to some other scandals, folks, because they keep popping up. 20 till. We'll be right back with Bill Brandt.
And you ain't had it. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.